10 years ago this week, Indiana House Democrats walked out of the state house and headed to Illinois in the middle of the session, halting all legislative business for more than a month. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith looks back on a legislative walkout that made national news and had an impact that's still felt today.
Democrats had controlled the Indiana House for most of the first decade of the 2000s, but Republicans recaptured the majority ahead of the 2011 session, and with that came Right to Work, a controversial bill affecting labor union dues. The measure drew ire from Democrats and brought thousands of protesters to the state house. But Democratic lawmakers couldn't stop the bill's momentum until, on February 22nd, they used a procedure other minority caucuses had employed before, a walkout. By leaving the chamber, Democrats put a halt to all business. Only this time, they didn't just leave the floor. House Minority Leader Pat Bauer and about three dozen members of his caucus left the state, heading to Illinois.
We hope that this time out gives some time for reflection of those who want to radicalize our state.
Republican leaders didn't react kindly to Bauer's move. Speaker Brian Bosma addressed the House chamber and a gallery full of union supporters.
We will not concede to a list of demands from those who have vacated this state.
Right to Work wasn't the only issue the two sides fought over. There were nearly a dozen bills, including creation of the state's school voucher program that kept Democrats encamped in Illinois for 5 weeks. At times, it seemed like progress was being made. Bauer and Bosma would speak on the phone and met in person a couple times. And then things would fall apart, like when Republicans started fining Democratic lawmakers. Here's Democrat Craig Frey.
So if I have to be in Urbana, Illinois until hell freezes over, that's what it's going to be.
Democrats weren't alone at the Comfort Suites just off I-74. Angela Mapes Turner was a reporter for the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette and got sent to Illinois a couple times during the walkout.
Local people who had heard about it came in either to support them or, you know, I witnessed people who came in to yell at them, tell them to go home and go do your work.
Turner also remembers that Democrats in Illinois weren't just sitting around.
It fell into this really structured rhythm of they would go into the Comfort Suites conference room and caucus every day.
Republican Representative Jerry Torr remembers something different, what he calls the public backlash against the walkout that he says propelled Republicans to a supermajority in the following election, a supermajority they haven't relinquished since. Political scientist Andrew Downs says the walkout was part of what helped the GOP win a House supermajority, but it wasn't the only reason.
They would also throw on top of that that the redistricting that happened in 2011 flat out just made it a lot more difficult for people to win races.
Democratic Representative Greg Porter says his caucus not using the walkout to fight for different legislative maps was a mistake. And while Dems did get Right to Work taken off the table for the 2011 session, it became law the next year. Still, Porter doesn't regret what the caucus did.
When you believe in something, you work through it and you fight for it.
Representative Torr sees another impact of the walkout.
As long as we have members in both caucuses that remember 2011, no matter who's in the minority, I don't think anybody's going to walk out for an extended period of time again.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.